This is Bob Rudella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Whitman Regional Airport had a huge visitor over the holiday weekend. A gigantic C-17 Globemaster plane spent some time on the tarmac there. The plane reportedly delivered an Air Force official to the region and was part of a flyover at the Road America racetrack on Sunday. Also at Road America over the weekend, Oshkosh's own Frankie Muscato performed the national anthem for a NASCAR race. There's less than 3 weeks until Oshkosh welcomes the world for the annual EAA Air Venture. Officials say they still need both employees and volunteers to work the event. Organizers are hoping for another bounce back in attendance following COVID-19. What used to be the Rock and Country USA grounds at Oshkosh, now officially up for sale. 66 acres that were a part of the Ford Festival Park are now listed for $8 million. Country and Rock USA went bankrupt just a couple years ago. Page 2, the Oshkosh Plan Commission has a busy day today. The commission will hear from the Mill on Main developers. They want to build a rooftop iconic sign facing downtown Oshkosh. It would serve as a landmark for boaters and motorists. The Mill on Main project is expected to bring $70 to $90 million of development to the Sawdust District and include apartments, offices, retail shops, and boat slips as well. The Plan Commission is also expected to approve the Howard's Plan to develop a downtown outdoor events area. The area would be located next to the Howard, where an office and an apartment building were recently demolished. The outdoor area would include a gazebo and be surrounded by an 8-foot fence. It would be available for rentals. And the Oshkosh Food Co-op Grocery Store will celebrate their first anniversary later this month. After a challenging first year, the co-op is encouraging their shoppers to buy more groceries. They're also hoping to attract more people to the store on Jackson. A big night last night at Oshkosh as thousands turned out again to see the fireworks over Menominee Park. Have a great day. Newsworthy is always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back on the Chamber website again on Thursday.